into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, right into your phone calls. We go to Enemy of the State calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Enemy of the State.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Just calling out of a little concern for Mark.
All right.
So, Mark, as a, you know, the show's resident minarchist.
Okay.
Do you ever... Over time, as I listen and principled advocates of liberty and freedom kind of break down all of your fears of what things would be like without the state, your cops, roads, and courts thing has been broken down with, you know, and even met your reason, where I can remember, you know, I've been listening for a while. I can remember several times that people have kind of broken them down and you went, okay. Are you ever concerned that at some point, If you keep this up, that you'll become somewhat of a caricature of yourself?
I think that you know the stance that I've taken, and I guess you probably haven't been listening. You'd have to listen really closely to get the stance that I've taken. I haven't come out and said it outright. And I'm sure there are people that wonder, just like you have. But essentially, what I'm saying now is that I believe that there's an inevitability that we're going to have freedom, you know, maybe even complete freedom like Ian talks about in the future. I think that in order to get there, however, we need to take steps, and those steps need to be measured, and they need to be you need to not scare the pants off of people. And I think Ian's very, very bad at that. I think Ian's very, very good at getting people motivated, perhaps even getting them to move to New Hampshire to you know, do all these things. But I think that as far as holding their hand and feeling their fear and their pain, not so good at that. He doesn't mind sticking them to the ceiling and scaring the crap out of them. And I think that the Liberty Movement suffers. So I recommend a cops, courts,
that's right,
and
the
roads.
Liberty Movement suffers because I'm here doing this radio show six nights a week.
Yeah, in term, I think you could do it more efficiently. I offer a cops, courts, and roads interim step for people that are scared. And that's all I'm saying. I don't know and don't believe, as a matter of fact, that we're going to have, you know, this complete liberty, peace, anarchy thing that Ian talks about anywhere in my lifetime. I don't expect it. And, you know, I don't think that humans are ready for it. And so, you know, that's kind of my stance now.
Well, you're constantly presented with the logic of it. And one night you revealed your hand a little bit when some guy called you and was picking on you, and you said you revealed your hand when you said, "Look, dude, I have a financial incentive to be the antagonist on this show."
Oh, I do have the financial incentive, and I still am the antagonist on this show. I've, you know, figured out another stance to take that's, you know, perhaps another step closer to liberty that I can, you know, I can take and still be able to argue with Ian. And it makes, to me, a heck of a lot more sense than, you know, whatever Ian is, I'm not that, dude. Listen to him. He sounds insane.
Well, my concern is that, you know, if you can't continue to debate positions that you don't truly hold yourself. So as you become more and more convinced that some of these statements you're making are actually probably not true, or you don't truly believe them yourself, then you could become basically a character.
No, I want you to listen closely when I do talk about them. And, you know, I'm ready to be held, my feet held to the fire on these issues. I just want, listen closely when I do it, because, you know, the stance I take, I believe, is, you know, is principled for what I, you know, what I've outlined for you at this point. And
you don't believe you're being untrue to yourself?
I don't, and I don't think I don't think I'm going to be. I'm not concerned with what you're talking about, because Ian will always sound nuts. As long as I've known him, one of the first times I met the guy, he was shirtless doing deep knee bends or something in the radio studio out of Clear Channel. It was bizarre and weird. You know, here I am standing in a suit. He's there, long hair, facial hair, sweating in the studio. It's like, What are you doing, you crazy, crazy man? And he's like, he's got a big bottle of water. He says, I'm sick of paying for beverages. I'm drinking nothing but water from here out. He made some kind of vow to drink a gallon of it. The man's crazy, okay? And that's the one that you're holding up as, well, you know, you're going to be a caricature of yourself if you don't agree with Ian. What? No, that guy's nuts. I know him.
I wasn't speaking of Ian so much as mostly the callers that actually call in. And Ian does a pretty good job, but you've also dragged him toward utilitarianism a good bit as well.
Is that right?
How so?
Yeah. Oh, I've called you guys out a few points that I picked on you about, especially on the voting topic and such.
Where am I a utilitarian?
Why is not voting principled?
Specifically.
What? Oh, because I voted?
Right. Voting is utilitarian. He's right.
The position that you've even stated, Mark has convinced me on this, that doing this is not this. So he's kind of brought
you... Yeah, well... Mark,
just because I have a opinion doesn't mean that it is minarchist or statist or utilitarian. Voting is utilitarian because it works. But to some small extent, it fractionally works. But
I mean, when it works.
Well, I could tell you. I've given examples. If you've had if you heard the arguments here on the air, for instance,
the fire truck won by one vote, right?
The fire truck in my town won or lost. No, that was a utility truck won by a vote, and the fire truck lost by six. You know, there you go. Well, they don't have a fire truck. They do have a utility one. They'll probably have the fire truck this year.
Well, to your credit, Mark. To your credit, like I say, you do when you're presented with a logic, you own up to it. You say, yeah, that does make sense. So,
well, and when he's talked about his cops, courts, and roads thing, he usually prefaces it by saying that something to what you said earlier, that you like the ideas of true freedom, but you don't feel like you should be communicating those because you feel like it's better to communicate the the smaller government ideas.
Also, I'm for what works, and I need to see these things work and be in action before I'm prepared to just go jump into the deep end of the pool on this one. And I think it's when society's hanging in the balance, I think it's worth having some experiment.
Thank you, Enemy. Appreciate the call, Enemy of the State of Michigan. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
Should have asked him about the Silver Dome going for $600,000.
Oh yeah. Well, what are you going to ask him about it? Who doesn't think that's crazy? But maybe it's not so crazy. That's the market value, right? I mean, that's what the market will bear for the Silver Dome. For those of you that were not listening, the Silver Dome in near Detroit, former home of the Detroit Lions, sold for under $600,000. It was originally cost $55 million for the city to build back in the 1970s. Likely would have cost far more had it been built today. But even at the $55 million price tag, its sale price was about 1%.
That's crazy.
It was amazing. All right, we continue with Jim in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, my wife brought home a paycheck last night, and it was a rather peculiar one because the entire amount of the paycheck was taken out in federal income tax, Social Security tax, and Medicare tax.
Is she a waitress?
Yeah, well, it was a commission check, so it's something she gets above and beyond her usually salary. But because of the withholding thing, and we're married, and you have this these strange withholding things, which I frankly don't understand them.
Just
the entire amount was taken out. It's zero.
Wow.
The thing at the bottom says this is not a check.
That's amazing.
That's gonna be a good feeling.
So it's because she didn't make any sales and she didn't rise above a certain level.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I guess you didn't rise above a certain... Yeah, she didn't rise... I mean, it wasn't a huge check. It was only, a couple hundred bucks. But still, I mean, that's terribly frustrating to, work for your whole week, and you get the commission check, you're excited. I mean, this is the first one she's gotten for this job, and, we were really looking forward to it. She opens up the envelope, and... Zero.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
That'll really nail it home for anybody that didn't really think taxes were a problem.
Right.
Well, she certainly has really come on board with my whole abolish the income tax, abolish the Federal Reserve. This really kind of pushed her over the edge.
I bet it did. Thanks for sharing that with us. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, tipping. Somebody was arrested over tipping. Explain what happened here and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. A fee-based company.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, and those features include the Facebook profile, or the Facebook group. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com, get signed up. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some of the best darn prices on gold and silver that you're going to find on the internet. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. If you don't have the money right now and you want to save some on a, you can lock them in by calling this number and putting them on layaway at 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938. Goldbutt, freetalklive.com.
Let's talk to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
The one guy was talking about taxes, and it made me think here, this new medical plan, the new medical chains they're going to put on us here is a clandestine form of tax that will tax, you know, everything you do in the medical field. And then they're going to try to tell you that because you're not living right, you're not going to get the medical that you need. So they're going to even go into how you live, you know, and tax that. It's, and the way it taxes because the insurance people is in cahoots with the government now. We bailed them out.
Well, they've been in cahoots with the government for a long time. That's why they're so well established. That's why there are
few. They're like the snake in the garden. They go, surely you want to share the risk. So
that
you will pay tribute every month to us.
Yeah. In fact, they're going to mandate it if they get their way.
And you'll go to jail if you don't want to pay.
That's right.
Well, the one thing the insurance companies don't understand is if they do get in bed with the government here,
it's doomsday.
Yeah, it's over for them.
Well, it is over for them. That's why you can't buy insurance the way you want. Even now, you can't buy it out of state at a better price.
That's the government's doing, not the insurance company's doing.
Well, it is the insurance company's to some extent because they want to restrict competition. So the insurance
Who's the best customer of the insurance companies? The government. They got the most employees, and they're all on insurance that the taxpayer pays for them. You know, we give them their medical care and their pension. And
it is true what you're saying, Dave, that when the government health care system comes down, that more controls will also be placed
more
upon
taxes.
You.
Somebody's got to pay off this deficit, man. We're at $12 trillion bucks now or something like that.
Nothing.
Somebody's got to pay for the war, you know?
Julia, I bet you're excited about having this this new government health care plan come out. I mean, they're going to mandate that everybody has to pay for health insurance. And you're currently uninsured, isn't that right? You get dental,
right.
But that's it. But that's
this is actually something that really pisses me off because I don't have health insurance because I choose not to have it. I can't afford it. I just personally, at this time in my life, see it as a complete waste of money. When I'm 30, 35, maybe I'll start thinking about it. But right now, I'm pretty healthy. And if I get sick, I get over it. I don't go to the doctor.
So when the federal government decides to charge you on your paycheck, that'll be great because then you'll have health care and health insurance coverage.
Yeah,
and,
I won't use it. I'll just be pissed off and more poor.
Yeah, fewer dollars to take home at the end of the month.
And plus the fact that many people, when they, some people, when they take off work, they, you know, miss the money, which still it's not fair. Like, for instance, servers still have to pay for government for the insurance. However, they're not going to get paid when they don't go to work, where some people do get paid when they go to work. So it's don't go to work. So it's still an unfair system. They're talking about, we're going to make it fair so everybody has access to health care. Well, some people still aren't going to have access because they can't miss the day off work.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Robert in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Robert?
Oh, not much. I hear Dave a lot, and I really like that guy. I'm probably pretty close. I got to meet up with him sometime. But anyways, I'm kind of more of a marker than, I guess, than Ian or...
a marker, okay. What about Julia?
Well, you know, I don't know that much about Julia. I hear her
She's very mysterious.
And I think Mark had my favorite statement out of all you Free Talk Livers when he... You guys said what you would do when you'd stop time, and he said he would do something. He would do something with Julia's breast. Or
oh, dear.
I said something like that.
I bet he would.
Yeah.
I laughed. And, that kind of had me, why I called in. I was thinking about the underwear issue on the line, and Julia doesn't mind because she probably doesn't wear any underwear.
I do not.
I was thinking.
That's not true. I've seen you wearing bras.
That's true. I wear bras, but only because if I didn't, I would look like a whore. And I don't think that, but other people would think that. And yeah. That's really just that social restriction makes me uncomfortable.
It wouldn't go over very well, likely, as a
at work.
As a manager of a restaurant. Too.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it would go
couple.
Over well with your male customers. I'm sure of that. But
I think it makes people uncomfortable sometimes too. I mean, you know, speaking as a male, standing in front of a girl doesn't have a bra on. Sometimes you can be like,
you want
right.
to look at.
Right. My basic
especially
issue with it is
woman.
it's the most comfortable, and if it wasn't a big deal to other people, I really wouldn't care, but I feel like it just draws unnecessary attention to, like, my nipples, and that's not really... that just makes people... I could see why that would make some people a little uncomfortable.
Guys just
know.
Can't help themselves. They just want to look there if they see the nips sticking through.
Yeah.
So go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, well, I just had a couple more, and it was my grandfather. He's an orthodontist, and he makes quite a bit of money, and he stays... at this really group of pizza here right now.
Gonna take the pillow away from the phone.
What happened?
I don't know. He's doing something. Now.
That's my.
You all right?
5 o'clock shadow there.
My goodness.
The phone. I'm on a corded phone.
It's a really dangerous shadow.
Girls.
But, anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, sorry. So my grandfather, he's an orthodontist. He makes quite a bit of money, and he lives in this really nice community. And the people there, you know, they drive the Mercury Mariners and all that, and they stick their nose up at anybody, and they all have their opinions, and they don't care what anybody else thinks, you know, and they all have their own little kingdoms there. And if you were to hang your laundry out, they would definitely turn you into the authorities or the covenant.
Yeah, but that's a deed-restricted neighborhood.
Yeah.
So that's completely within their – they're completely within their rights in that case.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But
there's certainly still a bunch of snobs, but – at least they have outlined that they're snobby in advance, and you knew what you were getting into when you moved there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that was it. I mean, I don't hang my laundry out because I got bad allergies, and my allergist told me not to do it.
So. Very good. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Watch out for that 5 o'clock shadow. It might get in your phone's way. 800-259-9231. Actually, it sounded like he was dealing with some kids in the background.
Had that sound too, yeah.
Yeah, always a good idea to go into another room if the kids are in the same room, just because they don't know you're on a talk radio show, and they don't know the rules. They don't understand these things. They just
social
want your
conventions.
Yeah, they just want daddy's attention. They don't know that you're on the air. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. So coming up, tipping. Did you know that you could be arrested if you don't tip? I'm not saying don't tip. I think tipping's a good idea, but I don't know if it's a good idea to arrest someone who didn't do it. We'll find out what the details are here. Maybe he did deserve it after all. I don't know. I don't know the story, but Mark, you do, and you'll be sharing it with us. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and your thoughts about whatever you want goes if you make the call. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, including the Free Talk Live chat room. You can go in during the show or any other time you want. Most, of course, the best time to find people is during the live show at chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
Find out about the internship programs that they have for the Institute for Humane Studies at libertarianinternships.com. They still have summer and fall internships available, and they're in public policy, journalism, even production for films and alternative media. Go to libertarianinternships.com. That includes a stipend, housing assistance, courses. They train you well for this. libertarianinternships.com.
Tipping. It's a controversial subject in some circles, and I can understand in many cases why, and maybe we'll get into that here in a moment. But the story, Mark, that you have for us is about a man who was actually arrested because he didn't leave a tip. Now, normally it's just bad form to not tip, presuming you had good service and or at least passable service. But in this case, being arrested for it, what happened?
Well, this is from NBCPhiladelphia.com. If you're frustrated by poor service at a restaurant, think twice before you decide not to tip. You may be in for a bit more than just a dirty look from the waiter. I'm trying to do my news anchor. How do you think?
I don't know.
Okay. Nobody wants to be forced to pay a tip or be arrested for terrible service, Leslie Pope said when her happy hour ended in handcuffs. Pope and John Wagner were hauled away by police and charged
with two people.
Theft. For not paying the mandatory 18% gratuity totaling $16 after eating at the Lehigh Pub in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania with six friends. Pope claimed that they had to wait nearly an hour for their order and that she had to get napkins and silverware for the table herself. At this point, I became very annoyed because I had already gone up to the bar myself to have my soda refilled because the waitress was never had never come back. After the bill of $73 came, the group decided the group paid for the food, drinks, and tax, but refused to pay the tip. After explaining the bad service to the bartender in charge, Pope claimed that he took their money, called the police. The couple was handcuffed and placed in the back of a police car.
What about the other four people?
I understand. Look, Ian, I'm reading the story.
Okay,
here.
I'm just saying.
I understand that, you know, we didn't pay the gratuity, but it was a gratuity. It wasn't something that was required, said Wagner. The owner admitted that the group waited unusually long for their food, but said the pub was extremely busy that night. He said managers offered to comp the food, a claim the couple denies ever happened.
Hmm.
And I suspect that's true.
Wait, what's true?
They did not, offer to comp the food because...
Was it at a chain restaurant or was it, you know, or a local restaurant?
It sounds like a local restaurant to me. The Lehigh whatever here is what it was called. Lehigh Pub.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It doesn't sound like a chain. So I kind of, you know, with the circumstances are laid out in this article, I tend to believe, you know, why would these people say, no, we want to pay for the food. We just don't want that waitress to get, you know, why would anyone care at this point? So they need to call the cops for that? That sounds like bullcrap to me. The manager saying that they tried to comp the food.
Well... This is an interesting situation because in a lot of places where you have a certain amount of people, they will add in a gratuity to the bill, and it states that on the menu as such. If you have over six or more participants in your party, we will add a mandatory gratuity on your bill. So in that case, it's not really a tip anymore. It's just part of the bill. So in that case, they would have been ducking out on part of the bill despite their
But they
their
hadn't ducked out of the restaurant at this point. They were taken out of the restaurant in handcuffs. They had a dispute on site. This was absolutely the police police stepped out of line. Sorry. These people hadn't stolen anything. You've got to leave the premises in order to have stolen. They had a dispute with the owners.
They were having it out.
The owners claimed that they offered to comp the food, which is, it seems like absolute bullcrap to me.
Well, they should have offered in front of the police. Like, the police should have showed up, and then they should have investigated, right? I mean, shouldn't they?
Police often mediate, and I don't know. I wasn't there. But this is very, very strange behavior all around. I don't understand why the restaurant would do this. It sounds to me like the manager wasn't there, and that the head bartender, the head of the sort of the working class guy says, mm-hmm. You can't get away without paying our tip. That's what's on the rules are on here, and you've got to do it. So he calls the cops. The cops are like, yeah, you're stealing. Whatever, they made their decision. And it just...
Well, what do you think should happen if somebody is, if you're at a restaurant and you've got over the amount of people to trigger the 18% or whatever gratuity is, the mandatory gratuity, what should be your recourse if you get real crap can service?
Well, most, at least definitely at pretty much any chain restaurant I've ever seen on the menu, and I'm sure that the policy is very similar at mom and pop restaurants, but it actually says on the menu, there's a gratuity for this many people. However, if you have a problem, come go see the manager.
It says that on the menu too?
Yeah, it doesn't say if you have a problem, it says it in a nicer way, but it does say that if you, for some reason, do not believe that your server deserves the 18% gratuity, then you need to ask for a manager.
And that's what sounds like they did in this case. They went up and they talked to the bartender.
Right, and there, who was very busy and called the police.
No matter what, I'm sorry, is out of line.
Calling the cops?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a crazy way to settle this particular dispute.
I actually worked at a small mom-and-pop restaurant, and there would be occasions where somebody would come in and not tip. And I can tell you that we would remember that person, and if they came in again, they had one free chance, maybe it was a mistake, and if they came in again, they didn't tip, my boss would actually go over and say, I'm sorry, like, my girls work for tips, so... I don't want you to come in here anymore.
I think most restaurants really don't care what happens to their servers,
but the thing is, atmosphere at a mom and pop restaurant versus a chain restaurant is completely different. I can tell you right now, chain restaurants do not give a crap about whether or not you get tips.
I worked as a server for 3 months, and I still remember the guy who stiffed me. right? You know, I mean,
oh, it hurts, man.
Right. You know, you're working for that tip. You're working hard and, you know, that you get stiffed. And I believe that this was over his wife's accent when asking for some iced tea. I thought she said asti.
Asti spumante.
And I thought she wanted asti spumante. So I brought her some. This is the kind of county that it could have been. These kind of people, you know, found alcohol to be a very bad thing and then stiffed me for that. I don't know. I mean, that's just, you know, that's what happened. And I'm assuming that that was the case. So I know that servers hate getting stiffed. I think that people should have the right. I generally, if I'm upset with the service, I will write a note and leave a 10% or something like that.
That's what I would do, actually. And it's been a while since I've gotten bad service. But there was one time, maybe like 6 months ago, where I got bad service and I left 10% and I left a tip. And just said, you know, because I feel like since I'm young, there are times when I go into a restaurant and servers will automatically just judge me and say, and I've heard other waitresses and stuff say this, so I know this kind of stuff goes on, but, oh, those are kids, they're not going to tip. And it tends to be the case that young people don't tip as well, typically.
And Canadians.
However, that is so true, I swear. But I do tip well if you, and I'm not, I don't require a ton of service, but come back to my table every once in a while, yeah. You know. And I had a server who just ignored me. The check was on the table for 20 minutes, and I left 10%, and I left a really nasty note about how stupid it was to profile young customers because I would have left a nice tip.
Well, okay, this is interesting because I never heard of the note approach before.
Well,
if
you have a pen and a piece of paper.
Exactly. If you pay with the credit card, they give you a pen with the bill. I'm sorry, but how are you supposed to know you suck if no one ever tells you?
Right, and this is the thing that I've always felt, you know, when it comes to neighbors and you call the police on them or you sneak out on a bill with a server, that server doesn't know why it is you snuck out. And this has happened, you know, when I've gone on dates or something like that and the girl feels like, you know, we both feel like we got bad service and you know, they don't want to leave a tip at all. And I'm like, there's no way I'm leaving here without, you know, I'm leaving something on this table. And so I've left a note explaining why I left no tip.
I like that. I like that approach because I've had bad service before, and I found myself in a place of thinking to myself, well, I want to communicate this, but I don't want to go to the management and throw them under the bus. So leaving the server a note personally, you're leaving the note for the server.
Yes, you
right?
leave it with the tip or the bill.
I think that's an interesting way to approach it. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on tipping. Are you a no tipper? Dial in. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. A fee-based company.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, though. Enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams, the updates, the Shrine of Female Listeners. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we give you all of the features on the website for free, if you enjoy all that stuff, well, what we ask from you is a simple vote, although we are going to ask you to do it a few more times. It's the Podcast Awards time of year. It happens once a year. We've been in the Podcast Awards for the last 4 years, and this is the fifth year, and now we're nominated again. Except this year, it's going to be the most difficult, likely, of all of the years for us, because we've got some pretty heavy competition in the political category this year, and we need your help to vote for us in the Podcast Awards. Just go to podcastawards.com, scroll down the page, look about three categories from the very bottom on the right-hand side. There are a lot of categories. We're in the political category. Choose Free Talk Live. Scroll down a little further, and you'll see a little form that you need to fill in. They'll likely send you an email to verify that you're a real-life human being and not some sort of robot gaming the system. So go ahead, please vote for us at podcastawards.com, and thank you in advance. Also, note that you can vote every single day from now through November 30th. So I got about 10 more days left in this voting contest, and we can do it. We can be the only podcast to have ever won 5 podcast awards in a row with your help if you vote for us at podcastawards.com.
Frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
Hey, we're still talking about tipping here, and what started the conversation was a story about some people that were arrested because they didn't tip. Now, it was on one of those situations where they had a whole bunch of people at a table, which means that the gratuity was added in. They took issue alleging they had bad service. And rather than work it out somehow with management, they tried to talk to the head bartender at the time, and he decided to call the cops on them. And then rather than the police trying to work out a mutually agreeable situation, they did what they usually do, and that is arrested somebody.
Every time I've had the police on site, I can say that they've acted very well, and they've mediated circumstances quite well, in my experience. I don't know that what they usually do. I think that this is news because it's an unusual circumstance.
Certainly it is, though, it brings up an important conversation, and that is about tipping. Because
I agree that it's an important conversation.
I just mean that this is a conversation about tipping in general. In fact, there's a lot of information that people just don't understand about tipping because it's just a custom. And it's apparently not a widely understood custom. I mean, as far as most people know that you're supposed to tip at a restaurant, but does everybody know that you're supposed to tip the bag guy at the hotel or the barber? Or,
and it really depends on what city you're in.
Does it?
It absolutely. You I know you tip everybody basically in New York City has the expectation of to some level that you're going to tip them, whereas other people in other places you do and you don't tip. When I go to a coffee shop, I'm likely to tip if somebody makes my coffee. However, if I'm there serving my own, or as all they did was pour me a cup of coffee, I don't consider that service.
Now, see, for me, where I really draw the line is that the kid who's working at Starbucks, like, he puts a tip cup out, he's getting paid $8 an hour to make my drink.
Yes.
I don't really need to leave a tip. Sometimes if I feel like someone was extra friendly or something like that, I'll put some change or a dollar in, not every time.
Yeah.
I think that's more of a just like, hey, if you feel like it kind of a situation. And I worked at Dunkin' Donuts and we got tips, and I'd say each of us went home in the mornings with like $30, and that was pretty cool. But we didn't really do anything necessarily to deserve those tips. Whereas when I was a server, I was making $2 an hour. And in those kind of situations, I mean, a tip is pretty much expected. That's what those people work for. So that's kind of the deciding factor for me.
Absolutely. If I'm getting brought something to my table, to me, that's what a server is.
Well, now, what about a cabbie? You used to be a cabbie, Mark. What do cab drivers make?
Cab drivers, by and large, make something off of the meter. Usually it's half or some percentage of the meter, and then they get
right.
But I also, when you are a cabbie, I think you should, I've had cabs where I haven't felt like I necessarily want a tip.
There was actually, I rode in a cab once. I took a cab to work because my car broke down, and the guy purposely took the wrong, longest way to charge me the most money, and I did not leave a tip. Especially because when he was driving, I said, it's that way, and he kept going. So I didn't leave a tip.
Wow.
Because I thought that was a really rude thing to do.
And they'll, a cabbie's, it's his business. He's supposed to keep the car clean. It's supposed to smell good. I've been in cabs that smell bad, it's gross, and they didn't get out and open the door for me. They didn't do anything about my luggage. I just didn't feel like I got service. So
what about barbers?
I've always found that very odd. I think it depends on how they're compensated. If they own the place or they own the stool, I don't know how. I don't know. I've always left a tip out of obligation.
I would say that with the case of a lot of tipping circumstances, and barbers would really fall into this category. A lot for me about tipping is sort of building relationships. For example, I don't really spend much time at bars, but there is a bar here in Keene that I prefer to other bars. And I've sort of created a relationship with these people that I tip well, and they give me free drinks sometimes. You know what I mean? Just as a hey, we know you and you tip well. And sometimes when he comes into my restaurant, I give him free food. Sometimes he gives me free drinks. And it's kind of just this relationship I've created that's completely business. I mean, I don't know the guy at all or hang out with the guy, but I think in the case of a barber, if you live in a small town, let's say you go see the same barber, if you tip regularly, that guy might do a better job on your hair as he gets to know you.
Sure.
I mean, if you go to Supercuts, I'd say it's a little different because you're going to be getting someone different every time, but there are lots of people who have one particular hairdresser who does their hair, and I think I could see value in tipping someone like that.
You see, what I'm doing here is I'm just bringing up different professions that I have learned over my life that expect tips. And this is the biggest problem, in my opinion, with tipping, is that there is no real authority, if you will, that you can go to find out who. I mean, if you don't know that a barber is expecting you to tip, and you've never gone, and maybe you've always cut your hair at home or something like that, and you go in and you sit down at some cheapy barber shop and you get a $12, I don't know how much they cost these days, last time I've been in one is years ago, but if you get a $12 or $15 haircut, I mean, you're paying somebody $15 to buzz your head if you're a guy. It's not the most, it may not be the most,
not the most difficult
dramatically
thing to do.
Difficult
right.
haircut, well, and then you've offended the barber if you walk out of the shop without tipping, right?
But I don't know that that's necessarily true, and
yeah.
I think that some barbers understand that people don't know that, or, I think that you're actually talking about a hairstylist.
Right. I think when you're talking about a waitress specifically, like, waitresses work for tips in America. That's mm-hmm. just the way it is. I mean, they do not get paid.
Oh, no, I understand that.
But I'm saying, when you're talking to a barber, I'm not necessarily sure that all of them would get as offended if everyone didn't tip, depending on what they did for you. Like, I don't know that that's true. I would need to talk to a barber before I assume
right.
that.
I agree with what Julia says. It's about relationship building. It's about incentivizing to some extent, and it's about compensating somebody for going above and beyond. You're right. I've always left a certain amount of money to barbers just because I feel that I'm sort of obligated to do it, and I don't know all
Mom
of their...
Mom told me to tip barbers.
I don't know all of their financial situations in that. Are they renting the chair? Do they get half of this head cut? I don't know how it works for them, but, I'm of the opinion that most haircuts for guys are overpriced anyway. If I'm getting charged $25 for a haircut... Sorry, I just don't feel that it's worth it. I mean,
How about the bag man at a classy hotel? I mean, that's one that's always bothered me. Like, I don't mind tipping them because I don't want them stealing crap out of my bags. But then again, I've already given them my bags by the time I give them the tip, and they're working at a classy hotel. I mean,
you're supposed to tip when you get the bag back, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what I do. Give them a tip when they give you the bag back.
Well, you take a look at the bags, and if everything came back the way you wanted it to, then you give them something for that.
Yeah, but how does that help the guy that was taking the bag in the first place?
Usually they pool tips, I would think.
That one's just always bugged me. I mean, they're working at a classy hotel. Why do they need you to tip them?
And they're a union in New York City. I don't know.
I do it anyway because I've been told that you're supposed to tip these guys,
Yeah.
And one other thing.
You're supposed to tip radio talk show hosts, and I've never gotten one.
Hey, Julia, somebody had asked in the chat room, and normally I don't, normally I'm not in there, but they didn't want to call in on this. Why don't Canadians tip?
I have no clue. I don't know if they don't tip. Maybe they tip.
Tipping in Canada?
They do have tipping in Canada. I'm not sure if it's the same exactly as tipping in America, but I kind of always got the feeling that they just wanted to be like, oh, we're foreigners. We don't know we tip, just as an excuse to not tip, just to be cheap.
Just to be cheap.
Yeah. But I seriously swear, like, French Canadians are known for a reason for not tipping.
Just the French ones.
Yeah, the French ones I've found are the worst.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.